It's Tuesday, September 9th, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbeen. Health Minister Esperance Louwendaal says they are now procuring medicine and medical supplies directly from international manufacturers as well as wholesalers. Selma Tapopi for News on One reports that this move is being done under emergency provisions of the Public Procurement Act 15 of 2015 to ensure essential medicine reach patients faster.
Dr. Louwendaal explained that the ministry took this approach after facing several challenges in recent years regarding procurement of pharmaceuticals, which led to recurrent stockouts at health facilities. Dr. Louwendaal added that direct engagement with accredited global manufacturers, consolidation of warehousing, and the transition to long-term contracts forms part of the strategy to reform Namibia's pharmaceutical system.
In Ondangwa, the 26th annual meeting of the Council of Traditional Leaders brings together authorities to deliberate on governance, leadership and pressing national matters. Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya, a political analyst, explains the significance of the council created in 1997 to advise the president on communal land use and community concerns.
It is very important in terms of the structure at our government. Traditional authorities, they play a crucial role in various traditional communities because they represent their respective communities. So it is important that they are involved in governance matters. They represent quite large communities, but also the aspect of the cultural component that they represent, that they preserve for their community. So from that perspective, it is important for governments to interact with the traditional authorities.
The Global African Hydrogen Summit has started in Windhoek and will run until September 11. Under the theme Ambition in Action, Fueling Africa's Green Industrial Revolution, the summit gathers heads of state, ministers, business leaders, investors and technologists. The event aims to boost partnership, investment and financing for green hydrogen projects. The commercial manager at DMG Events is William Shilamba.
What makes the Global African Hydrogen Summit a unique platform is that we're focusing on renewable and sustainability, a new resource of energy, which is hydrogen and renewables. That's the focus of the event. Namibia has really taken a lead in the hydrogen space. This platform is very unique because Namibia itself has taken a lead with hydrogen and developments within Africa. So that's something that the world always wants to come have a look at to see how they can implement this in their own countries. So that's what makes this platform unique.
The National Prosecuting Authority of South Africa has welcomed Justice Minister Mamoloko Kubai's approval for an inquest into the 1993 killing of five children by the apartheid-era South African Defence Force in Mthatha, Eastern Cape. The victims, aged 12 to 17, were shot at the home of PAC activist Sikobo Mpendulo. NPA spokesperson Luxolo Tiali confirmed that the SADF claimed responsibility, citing alleged links to the Azanian People's Liberation Army. Hundreds of South Korean workers are due to be deported from the United States this week after an immigration raid at the Hyundai factory in Georgia. South Korea's foreign minister is heading to Washington for talks to try and smooth out the situation. Nick Harper reports for us from Washington.
It was the Trump administration's largest single-site immigration operation. The U.S. ally that's pledged billions of dollars of investment in the U.S. is reportedly asking for a simplified visa system for its workers. But on social media, President Donald Trump has been telling foreign companies to hire and train American workers as a condition of doing business here. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.